Well, here in Spain, it's Brett Hansen's turn to join me in the studio this week. And he'll be here next week, too. After Chris McCann covered UK taxes and the UK budget last week, Brett will now turn his attention to Spanish taxes, particularly how investment capital and income is taxed in Spain. So, Brett, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Howard. What about yourself? How are things?
I'm very well, thank you very much indeed.
Good.
So, how is investment income taxed in Spain? Is bank interest, dividends, capital gains and so on all taxed in the same way?
If you are a tax resident of Spain, then the interest you earn on your bank accounts and the dividends or income on your investments, whether they are held in or outside of Spain, are liable to Spanish savings tax. And these rates start at 19% but increase incrementally to 27%. These same rates, Howard, also apply to capital gains, i.e. if you are a resident here in Spain and you sell or encash an asset, again, regardless of where the asset is located, such as property or shares, then there will be a savings tax rate applied to the gain made, starting at 19%, but increasing to 27%. Pension income, though, is taxed differently. For example, if you're a UK national, tax resident here, then your pension income, regardless of where it is based, will in most cases be liable to Spanish income tax rates, which start at around 18 to 21% and increases to between 45 and 54%. The precise tax rates, Howard, will depend upon which region of Spain you are resident in, but are significantly higher than the savings tax rates I referred to previously, which is applicable to investments and capital gains. You may have noticed I said most pensions are liable to tax in Spain, Howard, because for any listeners who are a tax resident of Spain and have UK personal pensions, self-invested personal pensions, defined benefits, or defined contribution pensions, then these will all be taxable in Spain and not taxable in the UK, regardless of whether the income is paid into a Spanish or UK bank account. This also applies to UK state pension. But there is one exception, which applies to UK government service pensions, these being civil service, local authority, fire service, police, and certain teachers' pensions, where the income remains liable to only UK tax and are not taxable in Spain.
Are life insurance contracts treated the same way?
Well, this, Howard, depends upon whether or not the life insurance contract is what is referred to as an approved life insurance policy for Spain. If it is an approved life insurance contract, then your money would typically be held or invested in cash or investment funds known as UCITS, which stand for Undertakings for the Collective Investment in Transferable Securities. And whilst I don't expect any listeners to remember that, the key is that if invested in these funds, which meet certain EU criteria, then they benefit from income and capital gains rolling up within these without tax. And only when you make withdrawals is there tax, but only on the gain element of the withdrawal. Non-approved life insurance contracts or investment funds, which are not held in these UCITS, are more onerous with regards to the reporting of these funds to the Spanish tax authorities. Also, any dividends made by these funds or any encashments or sales within these will give rise to the savings tax rates I mentioned before and will not have the preferential treatment of an approved life insurance contract.
Some people opt to own property as an investment. How is rental income taxed in Spain?
Well, rental income is taxed the same way as pension income in that it is taxed at Spanish income tax rates. Again, it doesn't matter where the property is located. So if you are a Spanish tax resident, then the rental income will be liable to Spanish income tax rates. And as I've already mentioned, these start at around 18 to 21% and increases to between 45 and 54% depending upon which region of Spain you are a resident in. But for residents of Spain, where property is rented out for long lets, there is a 60% reduction available against the net rental income before tax is payable, in which you can deduct running costs, local taxes, repairs and maintenance, agency fees and mortgage interest. But just to re-emphasize, this only applies to long lets and you would need to be a tax resident of Spain. At the same time, if the property is located in the UK, HM Revenue and Customs will also want to tax you on this rental income, though you will have your UK personal allowance to offset against this. And if you find you are paying tax on the rental income in both the UK and Spain, Spain will offset any tax that you have paid on the rental income in the UK. For non-Spanish residents, Howard, if you own a property in Spain which is therefore not your main home, a notional rental income is deemed to arise for periods where the property is not let to a third party and is therefore empty. And this notional tax on properties which are not rented also applies to empty overseas properties owned by Spanish residents.
Well, Brett, some people like to trade in cryptocurrencies these days. Do they need to declare and pay tax on any gains they make?
Do like to see their blood pressure go up and down, like their cryptocurrencies, and for any listeners who have money in these, then any gains from selling, swapping, or spending crypto are taxed at savings rates, so starting at 19% but increasing incrementally to 27%. They are also subject to wealth tax, depending upon the region of Spain you are living in, and I believe we will be covering wealth tax next week, Howard. Also, since 2023, tax residents of Spain must report their crypto holdings where the total value as at 31st December is more than €50,000 via a Modelo 721, which is different to the overseas asset declaration known as the Modelo 720.
Well, there's still more to cover on this subject, so Brett and I will continue this topic next week to look at wealth taxes, exit tax, and effective tax planning in Spain.
Yes, Howard, though I would just like to add that we will be holding seminars in various regions of Spain over the coming month or two, and so should any listeners be interested in attending or finding out what topics we will be covering in these seminars, then they can contact their local Blevins Franks office or check out our website, blevinsfranks.com. For example, there is a seminar taking place in Denia on the 9th of April, and we will be discussing a number of subjects which will include tax and estate planning solutions for residents of Spain. So if anyone is interested in attending, they can go to our website, blevinsfranks.com, for further information.
Many thanks, Brett. We'll talk again next week.
Looking forward to it, Howard. Bye now.